I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, and all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, and all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Bibles want to turn with us over in the Gospel of John in the 18th chapter. John in the 18th chapter. Don't forget what she said tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back there drawing and painting those backdrops for Vacation Bible School if you'd like to come. Amen. And be with us. John the 18th chapter, verse number 33. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for who you are. We ask God this morning you reveal this word to us, what we should know. And Father, we just thank you for it already, and it would go into the feeding of our spirit, Lord, our soul, for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. It says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? In other words, Jesus said, Do you really recognize me as king, or are you just saying that because someone else told you? Do you believe in Jesus because you heard somebody else told you about him? Or do you have an experience with him this morning? Amen. Do you know him, or do you know of him today? Verse 35, it says, Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the, what? Everybody say it, truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Verse 38, Pilate said unto him, What is truth? Amen. This morning the world is so full of seemingly people who would tell you the truth, but the world is full of people that would tell you untruths and package them as the truth. There's a lot of deceivers in the world today. Amen. I ask you this morning, do you know this truth? Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know him? Or did you just hear somebody mention, or you know about him because you heard someone else talking about him? Over in Philippians in the first chapter, it says about verse number 18, Paul is talking about some that preach Christ in pretense and some in truth. In other words, some people preach Christ in falsehood, in pretending that they know him. Fake. Pretense means disguising one's real motives. It means false appearance or false claim. Paul is saying some people preach Christ in falsehood, but some in truth. Amen. So you got to know which is the difference. You got to know the truth. When you hear somebody teaching or preaching, how do you know it's true? When you hear me, when you come in here this morning and you hear me up here talking, how do you know that I'm telling you the truth? Except you know the truth this morning, you'll not know if I'm telling you the truth. Amen. But I want to introduce you to the truth today. Amen. So that when you go from here and you go out into the world as you study the Word of God, that you'll know when someone is not telling you the truth. You'll be able to recognize a truth from a lie. So many people deceive today, today's world, because they don't know the truth themselves. It says in John 8:32, it says, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When we know the truth of ourselves, then we are freed, my friend. We're not brought into bondage by some lie and entangled, like people are brought into lies and they're in prison this morning. Or are they in bad place in this world? Even in hell, because they have believed a lie. But when you know the truth will make you free. Today's people in today's world, Paul talks about them in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 7. It says, They are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Today in America, we have the finest schools. Seemingly, we spend so much money, we ought to have the finest schools. And we have the finest colleges that all from other countries come here to go to our colleges. And people are so educated, yet they're ever learning and they're never able to come to the knowledge of what the real truth is. What is truth? It says, In John, the 16th chapter, it says, Jesus said in verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Romans 8:16 said the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In other words, the Holy Ghost is what is needed in the church world and in the lives of men. If America had the Holy Ghost, if our president and our people in our Congress had the Holy Ghost, amen, the Spirit of truth would be leading them. They can make the right decisions. I remember my dad telling me back years ago, I'm talking about when I was a little boy, that they would go to the General Assembly. And most of the time they'd go out like Texas or somewhere to the General Assembly of all the Church of Gods. And they would put a motion on the floor. Someone would put a motion on the floor. And when that motion was read, boom, the Holy Ghost would give out a message. And he would either confirm it with the interpretation or deny it. Amen. Everyone. He said the very last one he went to that they put through all these motions. And not one tongue in interpretation was given out in the whole assembly. And he said right after that they found out that the one that was moderating was messing with some woman. I'm telling you, people are living lies and trying to package it as the truth, but it's not the truth. You better know the truth. And the day we're living in, my friend, there's a lot of lies in the land and you're being deceived. The biggest lie out of hell today is that you got plenty of time to get right with God. It's a lie. It's not the truth. You don't have plenty of time. 1st of all, this morning, can you handle the truth? Most people can't handle the truth. That's why they get them teachers having tickling ears. They can't handle the truth. I've had people that come and they shake their head walking out because they can't handle the truth. Well, if you can't handle the truth, don't come here because I'm going to give you the truth. If it hurts you or makes you laugh or feel good or feel bad, I'm going to give you the truth. Amen. It says in Acts in the 24th chapter in verse 24. And after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith or the truth in Christ. And as he reasoned, as Paul reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." It's like so many people sitting on a church pew today and they hear the word. They hear the righteousness of God and the temperance of God and the judgment to come. And they hold on. And it's not today, not today, Brother Whitfield. I'll come another time and I'll get right. They sat there in fear and tremble, knowing if they died, they'd go to hell. Yet they hold on. It's not today. The truth will make us tremble. Amen. What does tremble mean? It means to fear. It means to be alarmed. We set an alarm clock on the side of our bed to wake us up from sleep. Then we hire preachers to preach us to sleep. Come on, we need a preacher that'll wake us up like the alarm clock. That'll wake us out of our sleep to get us up. Come on. That we not sit there in our sleep on a pew and die and go to hell. But get us up out of that sin. Wake us up. Wake us up, Brother David. Amen. Yes. Felix are like so many. In his fear, in his alarm, in his trembling. All that he had there, it did nothing for him. Paul seemingly was like he was wasting his time, yet not wasting his time. The word of God said, "My word shall not go out void, but shall accomplish the thing that it was sent to do." What does that mean? That means that he says that he that believeth shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I'm telling you this morning, you can come into this building lost, and you can leave lost, but it does not change the word of God. The word of God did its job. I'm telling you, you can come this morning and get saved. Amen. And the word of God has done its job. Amen. It has gone out and it's convinced the one and he got saved. But the one that went out is damned. And on the day of judgment, this service will come before the person who never accepts Jesus Christ that's in here today.
That's the truth. I'm telling you the truth today. Like so many, Felix ran from Paul, ran from it. Thank God that everyone don't run from the call of God. Thank God. Look at Paul. Look at the apostle Paul. It said in Acts 9:6, it says, "And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Come on. I'm telling you, his alarm clock went off and he got up. Look back over there in Acts in the 16th chapter with the jailer. His alarm clock went off. And it says, "Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and says, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'" Amen. Paul told him, "Accept Jesus Christ, and not only you, but your house will be saved." Let me tell you, you want your house to get better? Get right God and your house will get better. Your neighbors will get better. Your friends will get better. Telling you the truth this morning. Paul's preaching the truth of the gospel. The truth of the grace of God to Felix was meant to convince Felix of his unrighteous and intemperance. Titus in the 2nd chapter in verse number 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself," this is the truth, "he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak because they're true, exhort because they're true, and rebuke with all authority because they're true." He said, "Let no man despise thee." In other words, what he said, don't let no man despise thee for telling the truth. Don't let somebody stick their hand or get mad at you for speaking the truth. Paul said over in Galatians, he said, "Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Come on, am I your friend this morning because I tell you the truth? Or am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? I tell you the truth because I love you. Glory to God. What is truth? What is truth, Brother David? John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is truth. "No man goes unto the Father but by me." This is truth. There's lies in the world today that says there's many paths but one God. No, it's not. There's only one path, and it's a straight and narrow. The UN is trying to get the United States to sign on to the child advocacy, child protection thing, so that they can dictate to you that you cannot tell your child that Jesus Christ is the only way. You listen to me this morning. We're living in the last days. We're living in troublesome times. Church better get their head out of the sand. Jesus said, "I am the way." The way. The means one. It's only way. The way. The truth and the life. "No man goes unto the Father but by me." That's true. What's another truth? Romans 3:3, it says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid, let God be true and every man a liar." Let me tell you, God's word is true. And if your life does not line up with this, then you're living a lie. But if your life will line up with this, you're living truth. That's what it is, amen. I don't care how much money a person's got. I don't care how educated. If we're not living by this book right here, my friend, we're living a lie. Because this word is true. Revelation 3:7, it says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is what? True. He that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man sheddeth, and sheddeth and no man openeth. And then he said, verse 8, I know thy works. That's the truth. God knows us this morning. He knows where every one of us in this room are living today. Come on, we might say we're a Christian this morning. He knows whether we're a Christian or not. He knows if our name is written in the book or not. That's the truth. We can fool the preacher and fool the deacon, fool the sisters, fool the choir, fool everybody else, but you can't fool God. God knows. Donnie, Mr. Sanford. Boy. 1 John 5:20 it says, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Amen. I'm telling you, there is only one God. Amen. And he's sitting on the throne this morning. And there's one mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. That's the truth. And there's one comforter. Amen. That is here on this earth. That is a comforter that leads us into all truth. That's why he gives us the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost that a lot of churches is buried somewhere out in the backyard in the graveyard. But I thank God this morning that they're still alive in me, because I've got discerning of the Spirit, amen. All the gifts of the Holy Ghost, that I know the truth, that I don't be deceived. Mm-mm-mm. Acts in the 4th chapter, verse number 7. It says, and when they had sent them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? This is the lame man that was laying by the gate, you know, and silver, gold, have none, all this. And, you know, he goes running into the church ahead of Peter and John and boy, praising God, and never walked before. You know the story. And they begin to ask him. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wonder if it'd be some preachers today. Maybe it was luck. By chance. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you. Peter said, let me tell you a truth this morning. He said, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised the third day, amen, from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole, amen. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, amen. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Let me tell you, you can't say nothing against the truth. The truth will stand always. A lie will fall to the truth. The truth will always come out on top. The truth. Live your life. The truth. And you'll always come up. Live your life. Truth. Young people, never try to hide behind a lie. Speak the truth. It doesn't matter if it hurts. Speak it. Always tell the truth. Always. George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie. I cut down the cherry tree. He's like God, isn't he? Numbers 23:19 said, God's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, will he not do it? Has he spoken and not make it good?
Glory to my God. Look at the one next to you and say, can you handle the truth? Don't look back and say, don't get mad at the preacher. Can you handle the truth? You see, that's why a lot of people not saved today, they can't handle the truth. That's why so many unbelievers in the world, they can't handle the truth. Let me give you some truth here. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the truth. John 3:16 is another truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You should not have to perish. There's a way for eternal life, everlasting life. That's the truth. Here's another truth. John 3:36, it said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That's a truth. A truth is what he said. Paul said in Galatians, whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. That's a truth. The Bible is full of truths. I could never cover them today in even a lifetime. The Word of God is so full of truths. Mark 16:16, another truth. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That is a truth. That is a truth this morning. The truth. Yea, I say unto you, I am truth. Without me, you are a lie. For all that is against me are lies. For there is only truth in me. And if you're not in me, you have not the truth. You live a lie. And all lies are my enemies. And one day I shall repay my enemies. I say unto you today that you look for all things that would satisfy and give truth, but they're all lies. You try to wrap your life in things that would fulfill and make happy, but I tell you the truth. I am your happiness. Turn unto me and I will show you life. Turn unto me and I will offer you truth, and I will give unto you that you need in your life and your family. Turn unto truth, and truth will make you free. Glory to my God. Lift your hands and give God glory. God loves us today. God loves us today. I tell you the truth this morning, church. Listen to me close. The next thing God's calendar is the rapture of the church. That's a truth. That is a truth. I'm telling you the truth. The next thing is not a paycheck in your, and it's not a plan or a vacation. That's the next thing on God's agenda is the rapture of the church, and it could happen before we get out of this service today. This grace period that we're living in will be over. People who have shook their fist at God and said, there is no God. Get away with it in this grace period. But after the grace period is gone, my friend, there's a different page that is turned. Grace is over.
tribulation is here, but the church shall be raptured out. He tells about this event, and this is a truth in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. If God's bringing them, he's in heaven, God is, so they must be in heaven. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. After Jesus died and delivered the Old Testament saints out, they went to heaven. And since every time a saint dies, the angels carry him to heaven. Will God bring with them? For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And then he tells the event starting in verse 16. Here's the way it'll happen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. If they go to come out on the cloud, they got to get up from where they're at and come out on the cloud. Amen. This is a rapture. See, a lot of times preachers get people confused. This is not the second coming. This is the rapture. Jesus doesn't come back to the earth here. He only steps out on the cloud. It's Revelation 4:1. He says, come up hither. We go to meet them in there. The old meeting in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air. I'm telling you, an old saint got a hold of the vision and pinned down a word. Page 10 in that red book. There is going to be a meeting in there, and you look at a man that's going to be in that meeting. I'm going to be in that meeting. Won't you come and go with me? Won't you come and go with me? He says, and the dead of Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall ye ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Why? Because they're truth. They're truth. Hallelujah. The rapture takes place as the next on the agenda. 2 Thessalonians 2:7, it says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. In other words, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. It's in the churches. Putting homosexuals in pulpit. Preaching you sin a little bit every day. Go to heaven. People always digging and scratching to get them a little license to sin. Brother Larry over there was telling about some guy that called him the other day. He said, hey, what about Paul? What he says? He says, you know, that he's just like talking about sinners. He said, whom I am chief. See, they pick one little scripture out, but they forget about the scriptures before and after. Did you read it? Read the scriptures before and after. Paul said, that's what I used to be. Come on. I was worse one in the crowd, but I'm not anymore. Amen. Paul said, I've been crucified. Come on, I've been crucified. Did you hear John Hagee this morning? He said, take Miss America and put her in a casket and Mr. America and see if they'll talk to one another. They can't because they're dead. Come on. Do they look at one another and eye one another? No, they're dead. You can go up to them and tell them they look beautiful. Do they respond? No, they're dead. I'm telling you, I'm dead to see it. I'm dead to the world. I don't want any of it anymore. Amen. I don't have to see it a little bit every day. I can live above sin. One fellow told my dad one day, said, brother, if you just can't live without sin. My dad said, what is it every day you got to do you can't live without? Just what is it you got to do? My goodness. Little puny. Oh, don't give me. Little puny Christians. Get out of my way. Come on. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he, that's the church, be taken out of the way. Huh? That's the only other thing that's mentioned, taken out of the way in the Bible. Verse 8 it says, and that's a conjunction tying it together in it. And then shall that wicked one be revealed. Who's that? Whom the Lord shall consume
with the spirit of his mouth and to destroy with the brightness is coming. The only other place I see in the Bible is there at Armageddon where, you know, the brightness of the Lord is going to destroy Antichrist. See, Antichrist can't stand up till the church is out of here. We're the force, as weak as it may be, we're the force that's holding back the Antichrist. Amen? Listen to this. Even him, verse 9, whose coming is after the working of Satan and all power and signs and lying wonders. Boy, the world is full of it, ain't it? It's the spirit of Antichrist. And we all, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, untruths in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie and untruth, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, had pleasure in untruths. People flock to a church that says you can live any kind of way you want to go to heaven. That's a lie. And they flock to it. They're busting out of the seams. I'm kind of reminded of Jesus when he'd tell them the truth, he didn't have many following him. In fact, he talked about the way is going to be straight and narrow and few. He didn't say mega churches full. He said few there be that find. Few is going to go. I'm telling you, there's little truth on earth today. I'm reminded of a time back just when I was a little boy. That when a man would tell you his word, that was his bond, buddy, because he'd tell you the truth. Now, my friend, you better get you about $5,000 down on that little old line when they sign it. It's crazy, isn't it? I still try to keep my word. Don't you? If I tell a man I can't, I stopped by a fellow's house last night, yesterday evening. I said, if I see his truck, I'm stopping. Just felt led to it. And saw his truck and I pulled in. I said, come to church. He said, I hear what you're saying. I think about it. I said, come on, you gonna come? He said, I don't want to answer because, see, the man will keep his word. He didn't want to tell me because he didn't want to tell me a lie. Some people say, oh, yeah, I'll be there, Brother Dave. I ain't seen him since. That's crazy. Amen. Of course, he's here this morning. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Made me feel good. It's my brother. I love him. Hallelujah. Glory. Those coming to Christmas this morning, I'm telling you the truth this morning. After the rapture of the church and 7 years of tribulation, all hell on this earth. The book of Jude tells us the truth. It says in verse 14 of Jude, he says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Prophet. Now think about this. The seventh generation from Adam. That's way back thousands of years ago. Almost 6,000 years ago. He said this. He prophesied this. Enoch. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. This is the truth. This is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, is what he's saying here. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jesus said a truth. In Luke 16, he said, there was a rich man. It's not a little bedtime story. There was a rich man who died and lifted up his eyes in hell. He had even had his eyes in hell. He had his eyes in hell. Everybody say eyes. Had his eyes in hell. There's a lot of people in this world that's into idolatry. Did y'all know that? Idolatry. I'm going to do what I want to do. Idolatry. It's the same as building your old wooden something out there and bowing down. Idolatry. They're into idolatry. That's what the man here had six eyes in Luke's gospel, 12th chapter. She don't have it, but listen to this. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, say, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God saith unto him, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. That is a truth. A truth. The Bible is full. Let me give you one more and we'll go. 2 Peter 3:9. Listen. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. Oh God, he could have cut it off right when I was, you know, just a teenager. When I was in my 20s, he could have just raptured church, took place, and I could have come on. But God is long suffering. I believe he's got enough to run his kingdom, but he's long suffering, hoping just a couple more, just a couple more. I believe God on the throne is ready for the end. But Jesus, our intercessor, is saying, well, wait a minute, God, just a couple more. Couple more. Come on here. Just let him get through with that message and maybe this Sunday he'll do it. But it all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Oh, had you known when the thief was coming, you'd have been prepared. In which the heavens shall pass away. There'll be no hiding place. With a great noise, and the elements shall burn with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 11, seeing then that all those things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Knowing this all to be the truth this morning, how should we be living today? Knowing that the rapture could take place today. That things are set now. Say, when will you die? You ask people, when will you die? 25 years from now? You got, how many believes you got 25 more years? How many thinks you got maybe, come on young people, how many thinks you got 25 more years? Be honest this morning. How many thinks you got 15 more years? 10. At least 10. You got at least 10. You could add two, but how many thinks you got maybe at least a year? Come on. But isn't it true you could die today? Isn't that true? See, that's truth. See, a lie would be, I got plenty of time. Truth is, I could die today. That's truth. That's truth. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle death? Can you handle dying today? Are you living truth or are you living a lie? That's all I got. Come on, stand with us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have delivered my soul.
I have given what you have instructed me to deliver.